Mosquitoes, Man's Ancient Enemies by Owen Jones. Narrated by Kim Summers. Published by Tech Time. Chapter 1. Mosquitoes, Our Old Enemies. Mankind, without any sexist slurs, meaning all of us, has had many enemies over the millennia. The most prolific of them are probably the smallest ones, like viruses and bacteria. Most people cannot do much about these threats except wash their hands, rely on doctors' advice, and take medicine, prescribed or otherwise. However, we humans tend to take being attacked by these things as a given. We accept that we are likely to get a cold once or twice a year, the flu, or swollen glands. But we all hate mosquitoes, don't we? It could well be one of the few things that unites all the peoples of the world. Mosquitoes, from the Spanish for little flies, are everywhere that humans naturally live. Finnish people say that they have the worst swarms in the world in their northern regions. Thais would disagree in their rice fields, and Africans are surely right when they say that they have it the worst. Because millions of Africans die every year from malaria, which is a curable disease these days. However, no matter who has it the worst, there are precautions that everyone can take to lessen the likelihood of being bitten by a mosquito, whether that mosquito carries a malarial parasite, other parasites or not. After all, no one likes hearing the buzz, getting stung, or suffering the mild allergic reactions of itching and swelling commonly associated with a mosquito bite. So what can or what should you do? Well, the first thing that everyone should try to do is destroy the habitat the mosquitoes breed in. This means, basically, not having stagnant water in the garden. If you live in a household that collects things, in which rainwater collects, then you will have mosquitoes breeding there too. After all, in South America, some frogs can breed in the water on a leaf. If you have a fish pond, keep it stocked. The fish and their fry will eat the larvae of the mosquito. But check to make sure. If you have vegetarian fish, and they do exist, put a few insectivores in there too. They will not conflict, but the mosquitoes will die. If it is a purely ornamental pond, put a few drops of olive oil onto the surface water so that the air-breathing mosquito larvae cannot surface and so will suffocate. For your own protection, make sure that roof eaves, windows, and doors have a mosquito or fly screen on them. Use mosquito repellent on exposed parts of your body and burn a mosquito repellent killer in your near vicinity when you are outside. Search the internet for reputable makes like Floetron, Sunbeam, and others. Get yourself a tennis racket-style bug zapper. They are marvelous and cheap. Get the rechargeable type for more power and better value for money. Wear baggy clothing, long sleeves, and long trousers. If you do all that and still get bitten, well, it's fate. Sorry, but you have done almost all that is humanly possible, and you were just unlucky. Chapter 2. A Dance of Life, The Mosquito's Life Cycle and Behavior. In the intricate tapestry of the natural world, the life cycle and behavior of mosquitoes weave a story of adaptation and survival that has persisted for millions of years. As a person long dedicated to unraveling the secrets of these tiny, yet impactful insects, I invite you to explore the captivating dance of life that defines the existence of mosquitoes. Egg, the precursor to life. The journey of a mosquito begins with the laying of eggs, often in or near water sources. Depending on the species, these eggs may be laid individually or in clusters, with variations in shape, size, and attachment mechanism. Water serves as the cradle of life for mosquito larvae, offering them safety, nourishment, and some protection from predators. The diversity in egg-laying habits reflects the ecological adaptations of different mosquito species to their habitats. Larva, a world beneath the surface. Upon hatching, mosquito larvae emerge as aquatic creatures, adapted to thrive in a watery realm. Larvae possess specialized mouthparts for feeding on microorganisms and organic matter present in their aquatic habitats. Their distinct anatomy, including air tubes called siphons, enable them to access the surface to breathe. Larvae engage in rhythmic undulations, propelling themselves through the water and earning them the nickname wrigglers. Pupa, a time of transformation. As the larva grows, it undergoes a remarkable transformation within the pupal stage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?